Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we need her per se. I just know that I had gotten.
There was one vote no.
How are you?
Okay. Sheriff?
Good.
Sheriff, how are you?
Yes, would you like an agenda in the package? You want the package too?
Yeah.
I think so.
Thank you.
If not, we can give them this.
No, we have a couple. They have a couple more copies.
So we don't have a quorum. Yes, we have a quorum. So we can get started.
You want me to get Richard
Laura's
in here?
Laura's here.
Oh, okay.
So we have a quorum. Four.
I have 7 cents.
Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Let's get started.
I have Brad will come along. I'm going to
ask. We'll call them. Mm-hmm. Can you call the attendants?
Okay. So just read off the names.
Lynn Archer.
Here.
Richard Gerentine. Mary Beth Mayo, James Maloney, Joseph Maloney,
present.
Laura Petit,
here.
Hector Rodriguez,
present.
Okay. And I'd like to get a motion for approving the minutes of April 9th and April 16th.
Almost.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Keeping track, don't worry.
Okay, well, I want to be sure.
I
want to be clear. Okay, so why don't we get into resolutions? Resolution 15, setting a public hearing on the proposed local law number 1 of 2019, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster in relation to local law number 5 of 1991, a local law adopting a hotel and motel room occupancy tax, to clarify the tax law's application to short-term and vacation rentals, to be held on Tuesday, June 18th, 2019 at 7 p.m.
I'll move it for discussion. Second. So I'd be willing to postpone again. I think we're right up on the new executive coming in, and if he's going to be for this like every other executive in the United States, then I think this could probably go a lot easier next month after we sit down with the Ryan.
Well,
so
we did.
Go ahead.
We did have a conversation. He is aware that this is, and we some of the work that Evan Gallo put together for the different surrounding counties, we need to forward to Pat so that he has that. So,
yep.
On the postponement,
I'll move to postpone resolution 15.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 119, adopting the Ulster County Sexual Harassment Prevention Policy and the Discriminatory Harassment Prevention Policy and Complaint Procedure.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second for the purpose of discussion.
Okay.
Whose is this? Whose resolution is this?
Tracy.
It's Tracy.
Yep.
Is she here?
No, but we worked together with the... with the county attorney, made recommendations.
Submitted by personnel.
Yes.
Yeah. So all the amendments have been made to this. I mean,
yes.
One of the reasons why we held off
was they
was because the chair
we got
had,
the amendments.
Okay.
Everybody
okay.
reviewed them. Everybody's comfortable. I think a copy
okay.
was included in the package online.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right now.
All
X'd
out.
Sure.
Everything is X'd out.
There's a lot.
That's the
well,
red
that's
line
just
copy.
Showing you the changes. So
that's
you'll see what
copy,
was
the
changed.
One above it.
So you're seeing everything.
Yeah.
You're seeing a red line copy.
There's a red line copy and a new copy.
What I was hoping
I think the
for,
new copy's above that.
Since I don't know a lot about it, but obviously it should interest us all, is how a person would have been treated in the county before this. Can we give some examples of what this is doing compared to what if we don't have it? How would we approach the situation beforehand? How would we be approaching it now?
All right. So one of the main things that this is doing is bringing us up to compliance with what has been passed in almost every other municipality within the last year. Starting in November, New York State came out with a model code that we basically had outside counsel look at. And they did a little bit of tweaking, but for all of their clients, and then had a model that they put we've worked with legislators Archer and Chairwoman Bartels to kind of tweak where they felt the need to tweak it, best practices, etc. Some of the language wasn't exactly friendly to, I would say, wasn't as friendly to the employee as maybe it could have been, or we softened up some of the language that was in it. It was full of kind of some legalese, as you would expect something drafted by some attorneys. So
we wanted to make it more accessible to the employee to know that there was a zero tolerance in the county for that behavior,
right,
and that it would impact somebody. There would be disciplinary action if, in fact, it was found that inappropriate behavior occurred.
To answer your direct question, which is how things would change, I'm not sure I agree that things would change a lot besides this just clarifies and has a lot more specifics than the 2 to 3 page manual that we had had in the past. So this was basically a recommendation of the state. This is something that's pushed statewide.
Sure.
And just clarifies things.
And it, I think it's really important also, it also helps people to know that there's recourse both internally as well as through state and federal agencies if something should occur and they didn't feel it was addressed. So I think it
so there's a go around that because that becomes a real issue, chain of command. When, especially when,
and that's in there. If you read it,
that
yes.
They all go yep. somewhere. And if the person that's doing the harassment, in theory, is part of a certain chain of command, you worry about. I mean, where do you go? Where
well, it's in the law. You go to the director. Yes, you go to the director.
So these people will be trained on it, and we'll all be able to
yes.
understand it better. Because I
yes.
still don't understand it after much of that.
Yeah.
But except for that, it's pretty close to what was already happening, but with some clarity.
Right, and the process has been expanded upon. So,
and it'll be incorporated in the annual
in managers training as well
sure.
as new hire employees. Employees will be notified as to what actions and recourse they have. Okay.
I haven't had time to compare this to the some of the recommendations that we got via email today
mm-hmm.
from someone else. Which I would have liked to have done, because there's still some wording in here that really concerns me. I mean, I was in a meeting 2 days ago, and a county department head had come up and patted me on the shoulder just to say hi and walked away. But, I mean, in here it says that I could have construed that as a sexual assault. I mean, what are the levels of, you know, just common sense that we can put in with this? I mean, if it was somebody I didn't like, could I have caused issue? And that's where my real concerns are. I mean, I have worked in positions where there has been real sexual harassment, real advances, you know, demeaning based on my gender. I get that, all right, and it's not nice. But in the same respect, I don't want anybody to use it from a counterpoint where they could leverage themselves against someone in authority or... You see where I'm going with that?
So, I do. I mean, think you need to read the policy because there are elements in. Pardon me?
It says poking or patting.
Well, it everybody interprets it differently. So I hear what you're
therein
saying.
Lies the danger of something being
yeah.
weaponized. I'm going to have my second daughter. I have 2 boys. I'm always worried about my daughters. It's always my wife that is concerned about the boys. And I think what Laura brings up here is something that. A conversation needs to be had on every level as we go out and try to protect people and make sure that we're protecting everybody. Which is
what gets incorporated in training, etc. in this process.
Which what we're being told this is more or less we're not going to be doing a lot differently, just clarifying for the potential.
No, this clarifies behaviors that are appropriate and not where it. You know, again, it takes a 3-page document and it turns it into...
Expands
definitions, and we will be doing more comprehensive training around this policy.
How closely does this follow the state policy?
It's, I mean...
Almost word for word?
Yes.
No. I would say that there are elements of it that I think essentially the components are the same. There's some language that was changed to be more open for employees, so it doesn't look like just a legalese document.
Right.
That it's clear, it's understood. Employees have a sense of it. So I think that was the focus of the edits.
And what the attorneys did as well is they didn't just take the state policy, they took the federal EEO policies as well and blended the two so that we were compliant with both.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't model just the state policy, it also incorporates some of the EEO and again makes the language a little bit more user friendly than
and
the
clear.
And clear.
So, I mean, at this juncture, do you want a little more time to review it? I think it all got sent last week, but if you need a little more time, postpone it till next week for a vote, if that would give everybody sufficient time to get questions answered.
I would like that. I'd like to forward this to other interested people to see what they think of our laws. We've written it. Because you're right, this says harassing behavior on this other file that was sent to me. So
let's take the week.
Yeah.
I haven't spent.
So we'll vote on this next week. So we'll postpone. So yeah. I'll take a motion to postpone till next week.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
I just don't want to walk around with my hands in my pocket for the rest of my life.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Resolution 175, setting a public hearing on tentative budget of the Ulster County Community College for the year 2019-2020 to be held on Tuesday, June 11, 2019 at 6:30 p.m.
I'll move it, but also, Madam Chair, if I may, just to clarify, and again, making sure that everybody understands, we're addressing this next week for a vote for it to be able to move forward to the floor, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, because meaning we're voting on this month.
Yes, we are.
This is the first of two Ways and Means meeting, right? That's what I want to
do. Okay, pressure. No,
I just want to make sure because
everybody knows.
Yes, we've had that conversation.
Okay.
Yes,
no,
I'm just giving everybody enough time
saying,
to review it.
There's other people involved. Make sure that they all understand that we're voting on this.
175.
All right. So we have a motion on Resolution 175. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So moved.
Resolution 176, authorizing distribution of mortgage tax receipts pursuant to Section 261 of the tax law. Take a motion to move. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Ooh. I have the lid on it this time.
Resolution 178, increasing the employee contribution toward the cost of health insurance benefits for the new hire management non-union employees.
I'll move it.
Second.
Joe?
So we talked about this last year, and I'm bringing it up again. We have passed kind of the bare, I don't even know what we call it, the bare minimum. Basically what this comes down to is we've asked the rank and file, 90% of the county, over the past 15 to 20 years to go to 20%. I see Sheriff Figueroa over there, and he's got deputies that are responding to domestics at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning paying 20% towards their health care. As we, elected officials and department heads, many of us, the full-timers, making 2, 3, 4 times what that rank and file, the social worker working with the troubled youth, the DPW plow guy or gal that's plowing our roads at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're contributing 20% towards their health care. I just feel like, how can we go and approve these union contracts as legislators? How can the executives team, how can the sheriff, which actually, you're the only elected official right now that's contributing 20% towards your health care if you've taken the health care. That's what we passed, that upon new... okay, but that's fine, yeah. But that position...
I would like to comment.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I just feel like it's, I just can't believe it's much of a discussion, to be honest with you. It seems like the right thing to do. I had a buddy of mine who I hadn't seen in a couple of years come into the store the other day, and he was asking me about me. He had heard I'm having another baby, and I asked him if he was having one. Now, he works in the private sector, but he's got a really good job, so does his wife. And he said, no, we want to have one more, but with my deductibles, it costs me $35,000 to have a child. Healthcare costs, look at the trend lines, they're not going down. Where you guys are going to be over the next couple of years approving contracts that go to 25 and 30% while we wait at 10%, it didn't seem right. It doesn't seem right. This is new hires. Nobody gets affected by this that is in the county now. The same way the unions freeze theirs every time they negotiate a raise to their healthcare premiums. I'd like to hear what the sheriff has to say, but that's my initial spiel on it.
Sheriff.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is my first time in front of the Ways and Means Committee.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I have I'm a big picture guy. I come from a state agency, retired from the state police, as you know. I'm also retired from the Marine Corps. And I look at the issues that are affecting my office and the people that work there. Health insurance is a major issue in my office. These individuals, when they retire, have to pay 50%. And the reason why there's a bottleneck of people not retiring is because they don't want to pay that. I have folks that are in their 60s. They're going to wait until they're 65 years old so they can go right into Medicare and not pay that $1,400 a month, which is what the estimated cost is. Some of their retirements, if there's $50,000, it's about $3,900 a month, minus the $1,400 if they're taking a family plan. Mm-hmm. And it causes a tremendous bottleneck for an office like the sheriff's office. So when we increase these, but there's got to be an easier way. I come from the state police with 9,000 employees in the state police. I don't pay anything. I'm retired. These are people that are working days and nights, giving up their family lives to protect everyone in this county. And I find it unbelievable that they're paying 50%. And I hope in the upcoming negotiations for their contracts that is looked at, because that is, it's just not the way we should be treating the first responders.
Mark?
If I could just talk about this resolution, which we just recently put out an RFP for a compensation study. I would just ask that the legislature hold off on passing anything that affects benefits and an entire compensation package until we get the results of that study back, because, you know, one has a direct correlation on the other.
Jill.
I don't know what we get from that. We're talking specifically about the people at the top that are making the decision. If we want to really have a deep dive and figure out what's going on with our health care costs, the people that are making all the decisions, if they had to contribute the same that the rank and file that you're speaking about that are struggling had to contribute, perhaps that conversation would be a little more beneficial. Maybe we get somewhere on it. But when you allow the people at the top that are making all the decisions about the healthcare costs of the rank and file to continue to give themselves a better deal than they're giving the people that are working under them, how much sense does that make? And what do we need a study to find out that you, Mark, who's got a pretty good salary, is contributing less towards your healthcare than the rest of the people that this study is going to talk about that are struggling? You're making over $100,000 a year, and you want me to wait to charge the next Mark Ryder 20% like the rank and file is being charged? How fair is that?
So
you know, there's 20 people in this room, but all the people that are affected are never in the room. What I'm trying to do is treat us all the same, right?
Well, and Joe, I hear you, but with an HR background and having done multiple compensation studies, compensation is not just your salary. It is also your benefits. It is looking at the total package, your total compensation. And so if that is what the RFP, in fact, if you've got an RFP, did it go out already? Would I be able to get a copy of the actual copy of the RFP so I could see what is being requested? Because if we're talking about total compensation, that is a valuable tool so we can attract the right people for a job.
We might find out these these COs and these guys and gals plowing our roads, that they got such a sweet deal in other ways that we'll keep them higher than we ourselves are contributing.
Well, we don't know.
We may find something in the study.
I do think it will be informative. And what we do with it is something we have to talk about.
I will say that management is a little higher than kind of, it's a broader category than what you're speaking of is the decision makers. And I will also say that management as a whole has taken roughly 6 zeros in the last 10 years, and CSEA employees have taken 2. So when you're talking about, you know, looking at the overall package, and no one is going to complain. But
one of those kind of things. You really want to be on that side of the argument.
Legislator Petit had her hand up. Laura?
I was just looking for clarification because last year we did pass one for the legislative body, but that took effect immediately, didn't it?
No.
Upon the next term.
We ran under a separate deal.
So we did vote last year
for ourselves. Absolutely.
This is elected officials will all go to 20% upon the next election.
Next term.
This is now about management and appointments
and professional staff.
Yes.
I think it also has
a thing that we always match whatever the highest rate, elected officials will always match whatever the highest rate is, which I think, I mean, it is to me, and I think to, you know, a couple hundred thousand people out there that aren't in this room right now, probably find it pretty offensive that it's not that way already. That we negotiate and approve these contracts where we raise the rank and files healthcare contributions and always leave ours. I was told early on when I started talking, Joe, this is third rail, we don't talk about healthcare. That's baloney. It's just nonsense.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, first off, you know, through the chair to the Deputy County Executive, I would probably just suggest not going down the road that you did. Anything that kind of goes and divides up workers is probably not advised. But also on top of that, management's also in a better position overall financially to be able to kind of handle those increases as they happen or lack of increases as they happen. So, you know, obviously it's also a little bit of apples to oranges. That said, where I'm coming at this is as follows. Are we actually experiencing, because we have the issue of fairness, which I appreciate Legislator Maloney bringing up, but are we also then at that point creating a problem of being able to attract a certain level of talent depending upon the compensation package? And so that's just one of the things that I would just say before we take this step, that we just make sure that we are not necessarily cutting off the nose to spite our face, but I'm also going to say, sorry for riding the fence a little bit, but there really actually are two really comparable...
Talent?
I think there's legitimate issues.
Joe, let me finish, please. I was actually getting back to the point that the issue of fairness is compelling.
Mm-hmm. But just what you said, talent.
Can we have one conversation?
There's talent in the
Sheriff's
Department as well.
Please.
Sure.
Hector Rodriguez, please finish your comment.
That's it. That's all I had.
Legislator Geraghty.
Basically, you know, when you're talking about a salary and the whole package, it includes your salary, all the benefits in it are inclusive. This was negotiated during negotiation between, you know, a bargaining union, bargaining segment, and management. Now, if, you know, health insurance is that important to them, they should be, at that time, through the bargaining process, have that discussion. It's very important. We'd like to have it different than what it actually is. I mean, if we're going to negotiate through the bargaining units, you know, after they're already set, and we've got some sincere problems with how we're going to negotiate there. So I would suggest strongly that this be held up till, first of all, until the salary schedule comes back. Secondly, to the point where, you know, a collective bargaining unit is negotiating this, and now you're giving them some benefits, right, wrong, or indifferent, without going through a process.
I would also just add on to Legislative Geraghty. You know, obviously, it's been a while since we did a study, right? Matter of fact, you may have been chair of Ways and Means way back when, I think the last time that we actually did such a study. We clearly have issues of compression that are sort of looming, and we've been sort of throwing band-aids on them, you know, bits and pieces.
Right.
You know, so obviously before we sort of proceed, we want to make sure we have that, you know, clarified. And through the chair to the deputy county executive, I guess this is also just legitimately just a question. Much like the infamous flex plan, creating an entire new category of union and classification, would a change to the compensation package in this particular matter potentially create a new bargaining unit?
No, I'm saying, but we went
down the road of taking away the flex plan way back when, and very few people understood that a new, that the, you know, that there was a group of managers, they were considered managers, but they also had the ability to organize, and in fact became the infamous, the S-level
right.
managers, and they're
right.
represented by NYSEN. And people didn't necessarily know that before they voted on the flex plan and other items being taken away.
I would send that to a labor attorney, but
yeah.
I don't believe it.
Okay, we're not at risk of that.
I don't think this actually deals with a bargaining unit, because management is not...
This is non-union.
It's non-union and it's not a bargaining unit. But I just want to go back to the point that you're talking about some employees. Well, I'm not even going to get into that. But you're talking about not all employees when you say management are high-salaried individuals. That's all I'm going to say. You're painting, I believe, a broad stroke. And there's plenty of union employees that make more than management employees.
Oh, we discussed compression, but I'm just saying to you right now, as I conferred with my other... aged colleague over here, the two of us, unfortunately.
I'm younger, though.
You are younger. Somehow, it's miraculous. But you know, like, probably about two-thirds of the room, and remember, it was a 33-member legislature, probably didn't necessarily know what the implications were by doing that. So I'm just asking a question, just legitimately asking, making sure, because back then, our attorneys probably would have given us the same answer, just so you know. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Don't, you know, there's no problems doing it.
I will say the town of New Paltz did this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm told that the town of Saugerties did. I'm trying to verify that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need more information before we move forward on this. I hear what you're saying, but can we get a copy of the RFP that went out?
When did that go out?
Just this week.
It's been back. So.
Oh, it came back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So have you selected someone?
I do not believe so. I think that they will be going to you in June with a contract.
Okay, so could we take
yes.
a look at everything?
Yeah.
Can you give us all of the, I'd like to see what went
there
out.
Two responses.
How much
and
was the
response.
Contract for?
They were vastly different. So
what did we end up going with?
One was
the cost?
40 and the other one was higher, and I think we ended up going with
40,000.
We couldn't do that. That's not a study we can
no,
do in-house.
No, really. You want if you're going to do it the right way, and just based on experience, you really want people looking at so that you're looking at total compensation. You're not just looking at salary. You're looking at everything because that all comes into play in an offer package when you're out there
about
trying
benefits as well.
I'm talking about health coverage and the cost of health coverage. What
sure.
gets offset. And the salary.
Well, I don't know why that's specialized. I mean, those numbers are pretty easy,
easy to compare
to other areas. I mean, which is basically what we're going to be doing mostly is comparing to other counties. I mean, okay, 40,000. All right, that's
okay.
fine.
So you'll get us copies of that.
And
are you willing to postpone this then, Joe?
Is there a time on that? What's the time?
June,
I mean,
he said. He's bringing
it. In June?
No. He's bringing it to us in June.
605.
The contract to us in June. So we'll see.
Study would be September, October.
I just disagree that we need that study to pull the trigger on this.
I think it's important to have information before you make a decision. So if you'd like, I'll call the vote, or you can postpone.
Let's postpone.
Okay.
And
do I have a second?
We'll talk about it
a
in
second.
Caucus. And
okay.
Postpone for when though?
Yeah.
We'll postpone a week.
Pardon
me?
You can only postpone
for
a week.
Yeah.
We're actually obligated. Well, no, because we can only postpone
for a week. I'll add to my spiel and give it again next week.
There you go.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
Okay, resolution 181, establishing a policy requiring the generation and distribution of pilot program tax bills to the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency and local municipalities.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor? Oh, Joe?
Oh, I didn't know if we were going to discuss. This was this is what we discussed in economic development?
Yes,
and
it
this is something that we had done in the past and we're doing
just
now.
For everybody's edification, the Commissioner of Finance and Real Property had been doing the calculations on any property that was under a pilot, and we're distributing them to local assessors to ensure accuracy and calculation of the pilot. With some of the changes that have occurred, there was a question about whether or not they're doing it. Bert was going to continue to do it because it does advantage the municipalities to ensure they get the right information. And this is just codifying a practice he's already done, which is a great practice, and that we want to continue. And Bert did review this and give us some edits, and he's in. Mark?
I will just say that what he said to me is he gives it to the taxing authority. They're the ones with jurisdiction, so they could change them. I think he's mentioned this to you, that they could change those tax bills. He's just doing it kind of as a favor to them, but we're not the taxing authority on those pilots.
Right, but everybody gets, he's agreed to give everybody copies, and we know that they could still change it, but that's where, you know, IDEA is going to have follow-up.
Right.
Yeah. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 182, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the City of Kingston to implement shared tourism services, Department of Tourism.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Any questions?
Go ahead. I mean, we've already, with the City of Kingston Transportation being dissolved, and we've kind of moved in to take over some of those existing routes. Now we're going to be providing county staff to basically staff the city's heritage area visitors museum. I mean, is this so? We're staffing city facilities.
We're renting space with tourism staff. Legislator,
thank you,
Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, you know, as somebody who, again, you know, my oldness. You know, this was viewed as a bit of a shared service insofar as that Kingston had space. Kingston actually had entirely its own operation. And so the idea being that each party sort of contributes something, so to speak, to tourism efforts.
Okay.
You know, I can support this. I think, you know, I'd be the first one to probably throw a fit over it if it wasn't, and you know, in this particular case, I will say that I think it's a good partnership. Does it mean that we still shouldn't be critiquing the overall tourism effort? Meaning, like, we have questions or we have things that we think could be improved, but in terms of this particular piece, I think this is sound.
Through the chair, I mean, are there also county programs within this too, or is it only the city heritage programs?
No. They just so you know, and Deputy County Executive, hold on 1 second. You know, the tourism office is housed out of that particular space. So, you know, to a degree in which we're saving money because we actually used to go, as you may remember, we actually not only used to have space, we also used to rent space on top of that, right? Mm-hmm. And so by kind of doing this, what feels like now a millennia ago, probably wasn't that long ago, I'd have to go through the original agreement to kind of go how long we've been doing this, but we've been doing it, you know, for a while. Now, through the chair to the Deputy County Executive, who I know looked like he had something to add restroom, I don't know which one it was.
You got it, except for, I mean, I just wanted to say that this has been ongoing for a long time. They provide the building, we provide the staff.
So
both the city and the county.
So to ensure we get as many questions as we can, we have 30 minutes till public hearing. So I'd like to try and move. If something has to, if there's additional information required, then we can postpone till next week. And I would ask you to follow up with whoever you need to.
You guys want to postpone?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
On resolution 182, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 183, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, RUPCO, Inc., Department of Planning.
I'll move it, but I also have comment.
Second. Legislator Rodriguez?
As I mentioned...
Quickly, please.
I know. As I mentioned in committee last week, there are two entities basically taking out administrative fee. thus reducing the quote-unquote amount of money being put on the street. And so I am contemplating putting in a resolution to take the $15,000 that we would take as a fee to put that back into the program, as opposed to what is in essence two different entities sort of claiming administrative fees over the same program. So, but with that, Madam Chair, my comments are done. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
I have to abstain from voting.
Okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
One abstention. Okay. Resolution 184, scheduling a public hearing as required under Article 25AA of the New York Agricultural and Markets Law on the addition of lands to the agricultural districts, to be held on June 18, 2019 at 7:05 or as soon thereafter as the public can be heard, and providing direct notice to affected municipalities.
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 185, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Julia Dykeman Andrus Memorial Inc., Department of Social Services.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Well, before we just do that, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just through the chair to the Deputy County Executive. So, just making sure, and again, I apologize for not being up on this particular one at all. I mean, is this the same contract that we've been using?
So, we had not placed a child at this facility in the prior two-year term. Mm-hmm. So, we didn't have a contract, but one was placed here on February 15th. You know, the state mandates oftentimes where we place children, it depends on the service held. So no. We need to get a contract in place so that we can continue to have this youth there. It's $22,250 per month.
How much per month again?
$22,250 per month, and it's anticipated that youth will be there for a year.
And by the way, I realize this is not your normal program area, so I'm kid gloves. I'm not trying to, you know, whatever, but it's $22,000 per month. It's like, okay.
Your question's answered?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 186, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County St. Anne Institute Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Rodriguez.
Resolution number 187, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the counties of Orange, Rockland, and Sullivan for the purpose of creating a regional partnership for fire emergency management.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 189, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services for the statewide expansion of the Hurl Herring Office of the Public Defender.
Move it.
Second.
Second. Would you like to add something?
Not given your time schedule, only if I'm here out of respect for those who don't know me. I'm Andy Kossover. I'm your chief public defender. Good evening, and I'm here out of respect to the committee members, if anybody had any questions, but given your timeline.
I want to make sure you have a voice here, though. So are there any questions for Mr. Kossover?
I have a question.
Will you get offended if I don't ask a question?
I won't be offended, though.
Are you sure?
I would be offended if you did.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you so much.
There's one more.
Okay, Resolution 190, instituting compensation parity and authorizing stipends for participants in the Council at First Appearance, CAFA program, in the Office of the Ulster County Public Defender, and amending the 2019 Ulster County budget.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Very good. Thank you all.
All right, thank you.
Did
you vote?
Did you vote?
I'm going to. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now you're okay.
You can't interrupt the midstream like that.
All right. Resolution 191, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to appropriate jail phone commission reserves for the purchase of a body scanner
and an updated electronic key watch system. Second?
Second.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Through the chair to the sheriff, why don't you walk us through this?
I'm here with the warden. Basically, these scanners have been approved by the state of New York. They're less intrusive than doing, cavity searches on the back of the inmates, prisoners that show up.
And more accurate?
We had an incident at the Ocean County Jail where there were 15 ceramic knives inside several individuals that we were holding for Rikers Island, and they came to our facility. We did a search of them, did not find it, and they continued on to Albany County where they did have a bounty scanner, and they found 15 ceramic knives inside certain cavities in their bodies. So this is something that I think, and I'll find some of this out.
I have a copy of that, right? I do. That's already in the OneDrive.
Go ahead. We have it in our package. So
obviously, the issue of the contraband, and of course, being less intrusive to folks that come in.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor? Do you have a question?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying
Joe?
About the next, let's finish. But about the former one, me and Laura just had a quick question for Mr. Casso before he leaves.
Oh, okay, go right ahead.
Are these state mandated raises, or are these negotiated? This is just something we decided to do.
They're not mandated. It's really a creation historically that people doing the same work in the department, because of when they came into those positions, are at different levels. So we're trying to bring everyone onto that exact same level. And so the state has approved it for that specific purpose.
It's an issue of parity, is it not necessarily the public defender? I know, but that's not necessarily coming across. I'm just trying to say that there should be parity in the salary study with regards to the bill of statewide.
It's separate.
But that's what that did determine that, correct?
And this is Harold Harry.
It's part of
a resolution before we were given this Harold Herring fellow money to use. Part of how they wanted to use it was how part of the state approved us to use it was parity. So people in the town courts would all get paid the same. People who are in the city court or in family court as public defenders.
So while it's not mandated, it kind of is. Sort of
it
like
is
a
approved.
Whole thing where it's.
Yeah.
It's not exactly
we accepted
mandated,
the Harold Herring money. This one goes a step further and amends the 2019 budget.
Yeah. I was alarmed during the budget process to see how our ADA, how lowly our ADAs were paid, got put through the ringer. Everybody wanted a salary study for the ADAs, but the public defenders, no conversation. We're allowed to use the money for this. Let's do it. Just a little while ago, we wouldn't raise our own insurance until we had a salary study. But
it's apples and oranges,
but
that's okay.
No, no,
that's okay, legislator.
If I could just
go
add
ahead.
One more thing. The reason this settlement came is the disparity between pay of the assistant district attorneys compared to public defenders, because historically, not just in this county but others, the public defenders and the assistant public defenders are actually paid at a lower rate. So understand?
No, not in this county, though.
It is.
Yes,
it is.
Yes,
it is.
I'll tell you right
my
now.
My chief assistant is about $30,000 less than Mike Cavanaugh.
That's okay compared to Mike Cavanaugh.
So there's like. There
what about the rest of the list?
The rest of them are.
I'll tell you right now. We went through this.
Yeah.
All right.
So is this budget neutral?
I'm happy to discuss it.
Yes.
It is budget neutral.
Yes. Because we're getting revenue from the state and the settlement. Yeah.
Okay. So on the resolution 191, all in favor?
So now we're back to this
one.
We're approving, yes. Because...
Yes.
We approved the one before.
Yes.
No, but we're not back to this. We approved that. We're on to the body scan.
We're on body scan.
Yes,
body
scan. Right.
No, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Okay. Body scan.
They did a step back, so...
Okay. All right, so...
All in favor.
All right.
Thank you.
Can I ask on bundle 191 to 195?
We just did 191, so 192 to 195.
Well,
is it so moved? Second?
I'll second it.
Sure, I have no concern with that right now. All right.
Well,
any questions on any of 192 to 195?
I think we're okay, but it's just budget. But there's nobody from law enforcement, or Mary Beth, you're normally on law enforcement.
I'm not longer on law enforcement.
Yeah, Jarantine. No, you're not. All right. No, I'm good. Forget it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
They're almost.
Well, first you've got to vote on the bundle.
We did.
So you voted to bundle, and now you got to vote on the
bundle. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Now, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. On the bundling, all in favor?
Aye.
Now on the resolution.
And so on that group of resolutions.
Okay. On the group of resolutions.
Aye. Okay.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 196, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget, CHIPS, paved New York funding adjustment. Second?
Second, sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Wow.
Will we bundle all the public works, 197 through?
I'd like to keep seeing how much we can get, because I really, the bundling...
I generally speaking, agree.
Okay. So. Resolution 197, amending the 2019-2024 Capital Improvement Program, establishing capital project number 543, Old Tongor Road Slope Stabilization, amending the 2019 Capital Fund Budget.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 199, establishing capital project number 544, ADA parking, Ulster County Fairgrounds, amending the 2019 capital fund budget. Move.
Move it.
Second. Yes.
Just really quickly, so to the chair of public works. So this was actually partly in response to like Annette Laskowski and others who emailed us. Is that correct?
Oh, that I don't know about.
Yeah, I think that's
about
the
word.
This is the Kevin Roberts issue, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So it is.
Okay.
So we're doing it a year earlier.
Okay.
We
moved it up
in the capital project.
I was
project.
Looking at the wrong one. You're looking at the county fairgrounds?
Yeah.
Yes. That was in response, not just in response to that, but through Gary Newkirk reaching out as well. We had actually done a field trip out there with Herdlitz.
Okay.
So instead of it costing $165,000, it now costs $55,000.
Okay.
So there's significant savings because we have a...
And a year earlier. And a year earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 201, authorizing land acquisition for the DeWitt Lake Road Slope Stabilization Project in the town of Rosendale.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 202, authorizing land acquisition for the River Road Drainage Project in the town of Esopus.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 203, amending capital project number 519, Ulster County Law Enforcement Center. Energy upgrades, amending the 2019 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works.
Second.
I would ask that we hold off on this one. I do want to have a conversation about this. This is, if we could hold it off till next week, postpone till next week.
At the request of the chair, I'll move to postpone till next week.
Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 205, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered into by the County Central Hudson Department of Public Works. This one is a postponement as well.
I was going to say, like, aren't they linked together?
Yes, they are. So is 07.
Okay, in that case then.
No, 07 is not.
07 is not? Okay.
So then I will, well, I guess we have to move.
Move it.
205. I'll move it.
Second.
At this time, Madam Chair, I move to postpone Resolution 205
to
next week.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Resolution 206, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Tectonic Engineering and Surveying Consultants, PC, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 207, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Gorman Brothers Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
You're opposing, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I'll never vote for the tax dollar.
Okay.
Can you just give us?
Can we just, everybody approved it, but Joe, he's opposed.
Yep.
That's 207. Resolution 208, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of 50, entered into by the county, Complete Building Systems, Inc., Department of Public Works. Move.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 209, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50,000, entered into by the county, LW Tree Service, Inc., Department of Public Works. Moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 210, amending capital project number 466, SUNY Ulster Gym Wall Repair Replacement, amending the 2019-2024 Capital Project Fund, SUNY Ulster, and approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide construction and construction management services for the gym wall repair project related to the capital project number 466 SUNY Ulster gym wall repair. Approved. Moved.
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Resolution 212, amending capital project number 468 SUNY Ulster Vanderlyn Pedestrian Bridge and amending the 2019-2024 Capital Project Fund SUNY Ulster.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Did all of those projects come in over estimated budgets? Is that why they're changing?
We're amending it to adding construction, etc.
Okay. Additional elements?
Not additional necessarily. Like they had been, they created the capital project for, let's say, engineering services. Now they've moved on to the construction phase. They're just adding additional phases in.
Got it. Resolution 214, amending capital project number 491, SUNY Ulster Facilities Master Plan, and amending the 2019-2024 Capital Project Fund, SUNY Ulster. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 216, established capital project number 542 SUNY Ulster HVAC upgrades campus-wide and amending the 2019-2024 Capital Project Fund SUNY Ulster.
Mm-hmm.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 218, establishing capital project number 545, SUNY Ulster General Furniture Replacement and amending the 2019-2024 Capital Project Fund SUNY Ulster. Move?
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Legislator Rodriguez, you have
No, I'm not going to go and make comment unless I actually know that actually is an issue.
Okay. Resolution 220, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Gateway Community Industries, Inc., Office for the Aging.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 221, establishing and reporting the standard workday for an elected official. Move.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Don't all vote at once.
Resolution 220, authorizing the conveyance of the county-owned properties to the original owners, Department of Finance. Move. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 223, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute intermunicipal agreement with the town of Denning for the sharing of information relating to short-term rental properties, Department of Finance.
Are we sure Denning's even in the county?
It is.
Move. Move.
I move it.
Second.
Second.
I saw you there.
All in favor?
It's no fun.
Opposed? Resolution 224, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Rochester for the sharing of information relating to short-term rental properties. Move.
Move it.
Second. All in favor? Opposed? Okay, so we have 4 minutes. I know you wanted to bring a couple things up.
I don't think we're going to have the time, but it was, I'm sure Mark could help us on some of it, but we need more time. I can wait till next week. Bert will be here next week. I would like to say
I think we should probably talk about adding time to be able to address this, because we did rush through a lot today, and
or we could revisit some of these issues. I mean, obviously, maybe we should meet at 5 o'clock next week, so that way
yeah.
we're actually giving ourselves more time.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. So we'll
foreclosure and sales tax, two different topics that I'd like to go through with the finance director. Quickly, I would like to say that I found my data. We had just given raises to two ADAs that had been here for 10 years that were getting paid less than just about every public defender, four paralegals inside the county attorney's office and the executive's office, and every single probation officer. I don't know where we were talking. Our ADAs are grossly underpaid in this county, and that's even compared to public defenders, which was so rare. That was one of the reasons I got that passed, that we are the rarity, that our public defenders are actually paid more than most of our ADAs. Facts.
Again, let's do that review afterwards.
Yep.
Okay, and just for everyone, we got a note from Jerry Benjamin on the budget changes that Bert notified Adele that went to the interim county exec. We had an assessment on it. We asked Bert to give us some feedback on it. We have not received it to date, so we're hoping we will receive that information in advance of next week's meeting.
Okay, I don't know what.
Yeah, we'll follow up with Bert, but he yeah. was to have this was sent
this
to him on April 26th.
To Jerry Benjamin.
To us, with what Jerry was highlighting in the email and the memo that was sent to him. And we have not heard back. We asked for a May 3rd response. We didn't receive it, so we're hoping to get that before next week's meeting.
But and it was in relation
to all of the things,
to, information and data that Bert himself released to the papers, and that we're asking him to
expand
it.
Should I?
Yes, you all got copies of it. It's in the one.
I mean, I requested information on this too, because I've been worried hearing there's some murmurings at the county level with the staff
mm-hmm.
about projects being held up and us being mm-hmm. far below what we should be with sales tax. But
right.
it looks like we're 4% over the sales tax, and we're actually got a pretty healthy revenue coming in. So I'm not.
There was
I'm
a
not
question
sure.
about the snow removal and the.
Well, we had storms
there.
On Sunday, so
yeah.
it's funny during years, you know, it seems like it snows every Thursday.
Right.
It snowed every Sunday. I called two highway superintendents, New Paul's and Esopus, and they both said that even though it's going to be tight, they did spend more this year because of the overtime for sending guys out on a Sunday.
Oh, well, that's good.
But that's
that.
Why I have a feeling it's the same with the county.
The same, well.
They're both in the southern end, too. I would just,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We have a much
broader.
A larger county than New Paltz, Minnesota. We have some.
Let's
crunch
the numbers with them.
Denning,
okay.
where it snows 12 inches and we get rain.
All right, anything else?
But we'll get that onto, that'll be
yeah,
a new business
we get discuss
for next
week.
Week.
Yep.
Yep.
I had bullet pointed the two things that I was hoping to talk about. We'll
okay.
talk then.
All right.
Well, so what are we going to do for 10 minutes?
Second.
Right.
Do I have a second?
No.
Do I have a second?
Second.
On certain things that are
all
thank
in favor,
you.
Aye.
Thank you.
I don't even understand.
Not
no, nothing that. No, nothing that. No,
6 o'clock.
The one.